It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by the Honorable Representative Ted Yoho, Florida's 3rd Congressional District. Gainesville, is that home?
Gainesville, Florida. It is.
It's great to see you. Member of the House Agriculture Committee, Chairman of the Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Asia and the Pacific. And we'll start Farm Bill hearing. Hearings have really already started for the next one.
They really have. They've really started. And Chairman Conaway has done just a fantastic job between the last Congress, 114th, and this, to have meeting after meeting, you know, whether it was in the dealing with the nutritional programs or with forestry or the commodities. And he's running a tight ship, and it should be a good farm bill year.
So Florida is up on the list for a hearing or for a listening session. Tell me about that.
Yeah, and that was one of the goals of the Ag Committee and Chairman Conaway's leadership, is to go around the nation and have listening sessions to hear from producers of what works in the farm bill, what doesn't work, so that we can get that in there now, get it early, and have a lot of the issues that we saw with the last farm bill, have them addressed. And so I think it's wise of him to do that, and I commend him for it. And I'm very honored that Florida is going to be the first one on June 24th. It's going to be at the University of Florida, and we look forward to having just a lot of great feedback, and I'm excited about this.
So when we talk Florida, we're talking about really a diverse state. You've got cotton in Florida. You've got livestock. You've got citrus. It's so diverse.
It really is. And, you know, a lot of people think of Florida as, you know, the amusement parks, you know, your Disney Worlds or beaches and palm trees. And, yes, we have that. But the ag industry in Florida is the second largest industry in the state of Florida. If it was not for agriculture, when we had the recession, Florida really would have been hurting. Agriculture is what's brought it through. And we have the largest contiguous cattle farm in the nation, Deseret Ranch. And we've got some of the largest dairies in the nation. And then if you look at our horse population, we're one of the largest areas in the Ocala area. It's got the largest population of horses per capita in the, if probably in the world. We've got over 360 specialty crops. Florida's number one in sweet corn in the country, number one or two in watermelons. And people don't realize that. And then you throw citrus and ornamentals and things like that. We're a very diverse state. We've got two distinct growing regions, and some people will say three. And we go from peanuts to cotton, to dairy cattle, to, you know, pretty much any commodity you think of. And so we're very proud of that, and we're very excited about this listening session.
You mentioned cattle. China opening their, or saying they'll open their doors now to U.S. beef. What do you see happening on that front?
Well, again, you know, being a large animal veterinarian, working with cattle and horses pretty much all my life, we're excited about this. We know a lot of the producers. This is a new market that we've been kind of blocked out of because of the BSE scare back, I think it was 06 or 09. And this is a market that we're looking forward to going in. The cattle industry in Florida is strong, and this is just another outlet, not just for Florida beef, but for beef from all over the country, and it's got to be good for the ag sector. The cattlemen, I mean, it's a heritage, it's a culture, and it's just something that we see staying strong in our country, and our goal is to make it that much stronger by opening up new markets, so we're excited.
But when we talk about markets, you can't forget the market you have here, the domestic market, and one of the debates that we had in the last Congress was genetically modified organisms, GMOs. Has that fire settled down a bit?
No, I mean, you're going to see it come back, Tony, and I really appreciate you asking that question because, you know, there's a lot of misinformation out there what a GMO is, and our goal working with the USDA is to get that information out to the consumer. You know, there was over 100 Nobel laureate scientists that did a retrospective study on GMOs, and they came out conclusively saying that GMOs are safe. We're at 7 billion people in the world. We're going to 9 billion people. You're not going to feed 9 billion people with today's agriculture unless you use the new strains that are developed. And we're putting millions and millions, if not billions of dollars into our land grant universities in research. And this research leads to the GMOs. And in our state of Florida, you know, we're number one in citrus still in the country, but yet 100% of our trees in Florida have been affected by citrus screening. And this is something that drops the fruit off the tree early. One of the cures for that is going to be a GMO. So the consumer, the mother out there feeding her children or the father out there feeding their children, you know, fruits and vegetables that come from a GMO, they have to know that that product is safe. And I had the good fortune of sitting with Mrs. Gates, Melinda Gates, and she was promoting golden rice, the vitamin content. It's got an extra vitamin A in there, which is used for child development, eye development, nerve development. And she understands that. And she says she would be happy to be a spokesman for the benefits of GMOs and help dispel the misinformation that is on the internet. And I'm so excited about this because we're spending money of the American taxpayers in research and development. And the USDA goes through a very strict process of looking at these new strains that are coming out. It's approved by the EPA. The FDA weighs in on this, and it's got the stamp of approval of the USDA. So if we're doing the research, we're doing the development, we need to do the marketing. And that's what I look forward to the USDA is being a marketing tool for the research and development that we do so that we can feed more people.
It's a great story. Hope we can visit with you again about it and get an update.
I'd be glad to. And I really appreciate your interest in this, and I hope you stay tuned all year long and follow Chairman Conaway and the Ag Committee as we build the momentum to get the next farm bill passed on the first go-round.
Again, it's Representative Ted Yoho representing the 3rd Congressional District of Florida. This is the Agribusiness Report.